And on this date in 1985, 6,000 radio stations in the United States played the same song at the same time. Even radio stations that didn't play music played this song at this time on this date in 1985. It was USA for Africa's We Are the World, which raised, I guess, more than $38 million. So a few things about that song. Now, there were a few classic rockers, just a few, who were in the room that day and sang. Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen, Steve Perry had a line.
Bobby Dylan was in there, wasn't he?
Bob Dylan had a... And then they had a chorus. And so I guess if you weren't big enough at that time, you were in the chorus. You didn't get to do a line, but you sang along with everybody else. And Lindsey Buckingham was in that group. A bunch of the Jacksons, not Michael, of course. Smokey Robinson was in the chorus. He didn't get to
relegated to the chorus.
John Oates. I don't know if Daryl Hall, what happened to him? Maybe Daryl Hall got to sing and Oates did. Yeah, Daryl Hall did. Daryl did get a solo, but John Oates did not. So that made it pretty clear if John Oates wanted to know exactly where he stood in the deal, that was how that worked. The song We Are the World was written by Lionel Richie and, of course, Michael Jackson. But Stevie Wonder was supposed to have been the co-writer with Lionel Richie. Quincy Jones is the guy who came up with the whole deal, and he tagged Lionel Richie and Stevie Wonder. But Stevie Wonder told Quincy Jones, I'm too busy. I got an album that I got to put together right now. I can't write this thing, but I'll sing on it for you. So then Quincy Jones got Michael Jackson.
Oh, I see Kenny Loggins in there.
He's to be singing, a part of it.
Yeah? He's singing some of it. Willie Nelson.
According to Lionel Richie,
Lopper.
Lionel Richie tells some stories from the night of the recording where they had all these celebrities in the same recording studio at the same time. Lionel Richie says, during a break from the recording, he said, one of the weird things that happened was Ray Charles asked me where the bathroom was. And Stevie Wonder said, I'll show you where it is, Ray. Follow me. And Lionel Richie looked on in amazement as Stevie Wonder took Ray Charles by the hand and led him down the hall to the appropriate door while everyone else watched. Lionel Richie said, gobsmacked at the blind, literally leading the blind.
Mm-hmm.
The song was written, We Are the World, was written at Michael Jackson's house, according to Lionel Richie. Lionel says, I'd known Michael since he was a kid when the Commodores opened for the Jackson 5. So he says, he told Billboard magazine, he says, we're in Michael Jackson's bedroom on the floor writing this song. I don't think he had a bed. He just slept on the floor. There's a bunch of albums around the wall. There's a carpet and a little bench. I'm writing the first verse to the song, and I hear over my shoulder this hissing sound. It was a bleeping python or a boa constrictor or a python. Who cares what the hell it was? It was a big-ass, ugly-ass snake. I'm from Alabama, says Lionel Richie. What you do with the snake is you call the police and you shoot the damn thing. I was screaming. And Michael's saying, oh, there he is, Lionel.
Don't worry about that.
We found him. He was hiding behind the albums. We knew he was in the room somewhere. We just didn't know where he
was. Now where's Bubbles?
Yeah. So that was all those years ago today when they played that. All the radio stations played it at the same time on this date, 1985. Now, two, the concert lineup at the Chateau St. Michel. The full lineup was announced yesterday. Some of these artists, their shows got leaked out weeks ago. But anyway, if you didn't hear, James Taylor is playing May 25th and 26th, but that's already sold out. Some of these tickets have not gone on sale. Some of them have. Kenny Wayne Shepherd is playing a blues festival at the Chateau on May 28th. Ringo Starr and his all-star band will do June 4th out there. Elvis Costello and the Imposters will do June 9th. The Bare Naked Ladies will be there June 18th. Lyle Lovett, July 16th. Sheryl Crow, July 20th. Gary Clark Jr., July 22nd and 23rd. Trombone Shorty.
Oh, he's awesome.
With Ziggy Marley, Mavis Staples, and Robert Randolph on July 27th and 30th. Rain, they do a great tribute to the Beatles on July 29th. The Australian Pink Floyd, August 6th. Goo Goo Dolls, September 2nd and 3rd. Steve Miller, September 15th. And the Counting Crows with Dashboard Confessional, September 16th and 17th. Now, these are just some of the acts. There's a bunch of other ones. You can go to the Chateau's site and find out more. But next week, the rest of the lineup will be announced, or the rest of the tickets will go on sale for those that haven't on next week. But there are a bunch of other artists that, you know, aren't really related to us that I didn't announce that are on there. But they got a pretty good lineup this year.
Better than the White River Amphitheater.
Yeah, there aren't. Not a lot going on over there.